Hello.
And we're in.
That was a mad dash, too.
I know, we really cut it close.
We had to excise some demons.
If that's what you want to call it, yeah.
I do. And then we had to buy alcohol.
The exorcist of Emily Rose. The exorcist of
Emily Rosebud.
Hey, everybody. It's your favorite. The podcast of the week.
You don't really have a glare.
Well, I do when I look directly at the camera. I'm actually going to do this. One, because I like the way it looks. I feel like I'm in prison.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Like, did you ever watch Orange is the New Black?
Sure.
And Alex would put the glasses on her head,
mm-hmm.
and she would use it to hold her hair back.
Uh-huh.
It made her look so hot, in my opinion. It's like a girl wearing a backwards hat.
Uh-huh. Was there any resolution in that fucking show about, like, why Piper should care about Alex anymore? Like... And then Alex comes back into prison and she's all conflicted. I'm like, this woman's a bitch. Like, what's the conflict here? Like, if I'm in jail directly because of this woman, whatever love I had for them is donezo.
Yeah.
That show kind of really.
It shit the bed after like three seasons.
That's when
I stopped.
The showrunner, the creator, Jenji Kohan, like that happens with like all of her shit. Like she did Weeds before that and the first three seasons were great. And then it just totally took a fucking nosedive and turned into a dumpster fire.
So I'm blind. Mm-hmm. In case I can't keep up with comments because I can't even see my phone, which is 2 feet away from my face. So if we're a little lacking on addressing your comments today,
that might be why.
That's why. I'm the chat moderator.
Dab said why your guys' hair grew. Yeah, I didn't.
Oh yeah.
I haven't cut mine for over a year.
Holy shit.
Which I probably was about. I was about to get one. I think right before.
Has it really been a year for you?
I looked at my Venmo history with my barber, and I had not seen him since October.
Wow.
Of 2019.
My last one was March 7th.
Wow.
I think March 7th, and then that's also when I last washed my hair too. With shampoo, that is. I wash my hair daily, but
it makes.
I haven't used shampoo
better.
in like 9 months. Yeah.
I mean, do you like it? And really, it's like one of those things because like I've not washed my hair with shampoo unless I've gotten it cut. So like in my house, I've not washed my hair with shampoo in over 10 years.
Yeah.
And does it smell? Is it weird?
No,
is it greasy?
Never. It never has. Yeah. And it never will be.
Yeah.
It's amazing what this shit does to your what shampoo does to your hair sometimes, depending on your hair type. I feel like. More often than not, because I've talked to a lot of women about this since I started doing it, more often than not, women need to. But I don't know. I'm not sure.
Most, if you go to, there's a subreddit for this particular thing, and it's mostly women.
That's interesting.
With pictures of, their hair just looking a lot better.
Beautiful.
I think it's obviously, I mean, in fairness, it's easier for someone like me who has, basically Japanese man straight hair. So it's like, you know, it's...
Except blonde, yeah.
Except blonde, yes. But... Yeah, I was curious to see what it would do with yours because you have a bit more body.
I do have body to it, but I feel like it helped.
Mm-hmm.
It helped. Like before, it was just so poofy. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And now it just has the texture that I want it to. It's wet right now, so it doesn't look like it normally does, but still wet for various reasons.
For demonic reasons.
Various demonic reasons.
Bonk.
Bonk. Go to horny jail.
Greg says, because he's doing that blueberry Moscato, he said,
oh,
he says,
hell yes.
It's the verdict in the wine. It's very okay.
Very okay. Moscato is such a sweet. So, the last time I had Moscato was a couple years back. Delicious, but, definitely you just have the wine. You don't have it with anything because it just, overpowers.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. I'm a fucking sommelier. It just overpowers everything else that you have it with. Mm-hmm. So you just have the Moscato alone, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a dessert wine, but it is the dessert.
Yeah. Yeah. Typically. Or maybe an aperitif, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Perry says his hair gets horrid if he doesn't shampoo. You need 2 weeks. It's not great for 2 weeks. Because
mine was bad for a week and a half.
Because all the oil you've been washing off every day then overcompensates. And then you find equilibrium again, with your scalp and whatnot. And the reason why I started doing this was not even because anyone told me to do it. It was because I had really bad acne in high school and got all these fucking products and all this shit. And it would get it to out of 10 being severe, it got to a 3 at best. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm not doing this any fucking more. I'm not washing my face. I'm not doing any of this anymore. And magically, it fucking went.
Like, I'm just going to be a fucking dirty boy.
Yeah. Like,
but
like,
it worked.
Well, I mean, there was a period of time like I didn't. I went like fucking hippy dippy on the shit. Like I stopped using body wash, like all these kinds of things.
Whoa.
Because like I think that like you stink for reasons that you don't really think about. Like, I mean, because like
you're just walking around stinking.
I think people just eat shitty, and I think that like that fucks up your whole fucking ecosystem. But now I'm like such a drunk that I probably should use body wash because I'm sure that'll make you stink. Just oozing. I guess it would be what's the mezcal we had.
Oh god,
so I'll
yeah.
just smell like a campfire. Yeah. A campfire.
That's great, actually. I would buy a campfire body wash.
A campfire in Mexican dreams.
Campfire.
Do you want to see the most cursed clip I've ever found on
yes.
the internet?
Let me just put on my reading glasses.
Yeah. You guys need to strap in for this.
The library is open.
This is the worst. This is the worst thing I've ever seen on the internet. Like, truly. And I've seen some fucking really dark shit.
Yes.
But it's somehow G-rated.
Oh, I saw Shu and I was like, oh no, what did she do?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh my god, look at this person here. Oh my goodness.
What the fuck is she doing? Oh my god. She cannot be serious.
How did that make you feel? What just happened? You, like, people that are just listening.
There's a woman on... Is this a stage? Is she performing?
It looks like a mall.
It looks like she's performing at a mall, though. She's, like, standing on something. This is... It's her. She's on Facebook Live. She's on stage with a duck, a literal farm duck, a white farm duck. She flips it. She's in, like, a pink tracksuit, too. She flips it on its back and starts grinding on it.
So, like, so...
I need context, too, Greg.
Yeah, let's... Well,
what
give
the
one, one more go.
Fuck. That poor duck.
Oh, it probably thinks it's about to die.
Yeah.
Oh, she's nasty.
Oh, she's nasty.
Yo!
Where is my guns? It's
very... So... Dude, I don't know why. So like, it's kind of crazy because people Holy were fuck. Liking that on my timeline, and I literally had to scroll. Like, I was willing to watch it for this again, but I watched it once and like had to like scroll past it because I didn't want to see it again. Like, it's a number of different things. Like, why is the duck so compliant? Is kind of interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just think about like I find cloacas to be the most horrific. So. Like, she's literally putting her clothes and pussy against a duck's cloaca. Plus, it's, like, so submissive and, like, but ducks don't fuck like that. I has no idea what's going on.
No clue.
And
I think of the innocence of animals. Mm-hmm. And I think of somebody doing that to, like, a dog or, like, a cat.
And people do.
And people do. Mm-hmm. And we have closer relationships to dogs and cats than we do with farm ducks.
I mean, like...
But I still think of their innocence. And I'm like, that is... horrific. It takes a sociopath to hump a duck, a farm duck.
Yeah. Giannis is off to a great start, I think. But it's like, I mean, you remember Mr. Hands, right? Like, where the guy gets like killed,
how could I
killed by the horse. Yeah, like
it's burned into my brain.
Yeah, so
as a young gay boy, I sought it out thinking it would be kind of hot. As a 12-year-old, still not sure what I thought was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it and I
threw up. You found your
up.
Limit. Yeah.
I got sick to my stomach.
For the next 3 years, you were celibate and threw yourself in horny jail.
Yes, exactly.
So, like, but Mr. Hands is like, that one, like, the world doesn't miss the guy he killed, the horse killed. But, like, if you guys don't know what it is, I'm sure you all do. Mr. Hands is a video. I'm sure if you just search Mr. Hands, you'll find the video of a man being butt-fucked by a horse. And then it perforated his colon, I think.
It perforated his sigmoid colon.
And then he died, yeah. So, world doesn't miss this guy. But simultaneously, like, I don't think the horse was bummed about doing that. So, like, think the horse was...
The horse was put into, like, reproduction mode.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, biologically, like, probably pretty different from humans. It's I'm just going to make a baby right now.
Animal kingdom sex is all rape. I mean, it's not...
Especially cats. Mm-hmm. They got those pronged dicks.
Dude, have you heard, like, cats fucking? Like, the amount of noise they make when that happens?
Oh, they're so loud.
Oh, my God. And they're whores, too. It's just, like, it's just litter after litter. Like, having, like, had friends that live on farms and stuff, like, cats, like, you have to, if you have wild cats, which you generally attract them, they're good to have because, like, for rodents and shit like this, but you have to, like, spay them immediately or, like, spay them mostly, like, neuter them as well, but, like, it's because they just won't stop. I mean, they're like rabbits of that world. I think the gestation period for a cat's like 3 months too, so it's
they can
fart out a lot, like a lot of cats too, like, so it's like, you know, one litter produces I think like nine or so, so and then you're stuck with now tons of cats that aren't spayed or neutered, and then you have a cat farm.
Yeah, dude, that's yeah, Mr. Hands is like, it's etched into my brain. I'll never be able to forget the exact framing of the shot. Didn't he have a friend there too who was like facilitating it?
I think he was guiding the horse. Someone was holding the horse, and obviously somebody was filming. And then who's the dude that like put the video out? Like, that's what's kind of wild to me.
Yeah,
because this is like three dudes with like this weird fetish.
Yeah, you wouldn't post the video after you found out your friend died, but you also wouldn't post the video, excuse me, like in the exact moment that it happens, because your friend got hurt. You'd have to take him to the hospital.
I think I already...
Unless you're in the ambulance, like, I might as well just upload this right now.
Mm-hmm. I think I already figured it out, though. Yeah, I think that it was in evidence because it was a death. And then some cop was like, here you go, internet.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. You're so right. That's exactly what it was. It was evidence, and then, somebody leaked it. Mm-hmm. That's fucking insane. I want to clarify. I did not expect it. I said I expected it to be hot. I mean, like, hearing, like, the combination of words, like, man fucked by horse cock is, like, not uncommon in gay porn right now.
And when you're...
Ever.
Well, when you're a man, like, when you're a 12-year-old boy, like, up until about, like, probably about 21, literally that sentence can make your dick hard. And like,
yeah.
Just reading. You're like, oh, my God. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Also, I think of, like, the boys out there who watched like Two Girls One Cup, the vast majority of them were like, that is disgusting, I never want to see that again. And then they would call their friend a faggot for making them watch it or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
The like 1% of boys were like, oh, that's my thing forever now.
Dude, isn't that fucked up? Like, like, so, but I actually don't think that a video does that. Like, we'll get back to that in a minute, because like, I do want to talk about like all those things that existed on the internet that had their own dedicated site because they were so vile to the internet.
Oh, yeah.
So like, but the two big ones that did not bother me in the slightest was Lemon Party and then Meat Spin.
Oh, I was just gonna mention Meat Spin,
which like both,
it's just a dude.
Well, and also too with both of those, like, I get it, like, you know, gay sex is funny, it is, like, I'm not denying you guys that hilarity, but you can't take away the fact that those three old men in Lemon Party and then that bottom aggressively riding that top, they're having a great time.
Yeah.
So I just see like a couple of dudes enjoying being dudes, and I'm like, yeah. So it's hard for me to be like, that's gross. But like when poop gets involved, it's a whole other thing.
I don't like it.
So I do. I have wondered because, like, you know, we've been watching those Your Mom's House Live things, and like most of the shocking clips they show are like shit and sex coming together.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I do want, because I think that like most there are some physiological things that can cause fetishes to happen. For example, like, the part of your brain that's the pleasure center overlaps with the part of your brain that recognizes your appendages.
Oh, so,
like,
yeah.
Feet and that do get crossed. So like feet is actually not it's not a childhood thing. It can actually be a physiological like phenomenon. Yeah. But that's probably not always true. I mean, there could be some nurture elements to that as
Phantom
well.
Phantom limbs are the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like appendage, pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
But like one part of your brain can take over that appendage. So like if somebody touches your face or whatever, you can feel it in a missing arm.
Oh yeah.
Fucking crazy. Because the brain is insane.
Well, because with phantom limbs, it's
brain's
like
insane.
The nerve endings don't like, they like even when they're severed, they don't, your brain doesn't recognize they're gone.
Yeah.
So it's like you will still feel fingers because your brain still sends signals down there, but there's nothing there.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It is wild.
But yeah, so I don't know, man. Like I point being that I've seen all that, all of the awful shit that the internet's offered me, and that clip shook me.
Oh, the duck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
we are back to the duck.
Covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, it's PG. It's not a It's not a racy video.
So
there's
much
no
so I can show
out.
It on a YouTube live, and I wasn't concerned. Yeah,
it's just like so wildly
wrong.
Yeah, I don't really know what other word to use.
Like, I think I'd rather watch
awful, dude.
I think I'd rather watch like a cartel video than like than that. You know.
That was so bad.
Greg says one time there were two wild cats going at it near my open window. It woke me up, and I could not figure out what the demonic sound was for a terrifying 2 minutes, because cats apparently have the ability to make more sounds than most animals, and so like their sound when they're fucking does not sound like a cat.
Like cats,
it sounds otherworldly. Let's see if we can find a YouTube video of cats fucking. We don't really have shit to talk about on this one, so you're going to get a
very
lot of
little, actually.
Yeah,
I'm wondering. Are there any updates in my life I have to drop? I don't think so.
I have that video.
Drop as if.
Oh, my God. Mating cats. Okay, I don't want to put this on the screen.
Oh, good Lord. Maybe the one that's further away.
Dude, why are there... Like, really quickly, guys. This is on YouTube. These are the videos that they show. Like,
oh my God.
So let's just... Okay.
So we can watch these legally on YouTube.
I think we can. I'm going to go for the shortest one.
Yeah, please. I don't know if I... Ew, good Lord. I don't like this. I really don't like watching cats fuck.
It's so rapey.
Can you skip ahead to where they're making sounds? Uh-huh. Maybe they don't make any. Oh, good Lord. I don't want to watch this. I don't want to watch cats fucking.
All right, we got to find one with sound.
There's no sound. They aren't making any noises. We just watch cats fuck for no reason.
There you go. This one's just like, what is going... Like, come on. Will you just speed it up?
I hate this. It feels intrusive.
So imagine you didn't know that this was happening outside your window. What would this sound like to you?
Demons.
Which cats are. I mean, like, they are the only animal that can teleport through space and time. They're liquid. You know, they lots of different things about cats.
Yeah, their physical properties are unknown.
Unknown. Yeah, unknown. Like, what element are cats on the periodic table? Mercury.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I have anything new in my life to update.
Oh, well, we should show the card video.
Oh, yes. I work at a card shop, so this is relevant to my life.
Do we need to... You need to set it up to explain, like, what's...
Okay, yeah. This dude was streaming, I believe, on Twitch. He's a Twitch streamer. He was opening up Pokemon cards, and he has on his, like, side banner, if you tip him $25, he'll, like, rip a card in half. If you tip him $50... he will bend an unopened pack of cards.
Which is a very unwise move, and we'll find out why.
Yeah. And so somebody tipped this guy $50 to bend this pack.
Oh, they're all fucking bent in half. Can I fix them?
Can I fix
them? Oh, they have a permanent crease. Yeah, these are fucked forever. If I get fat gay Pikachu and try to grade it, it'd be a 2.
Fat gay Pikachu.
Permanent crease. I don't know if you can see it, but it's like permanent crease right where it bended. It's, they're all fucked.
They're all fucked.
Thank you. Huh. 1, 2, 3, 4 to the front.
That's the card trick.
Good
I
luck.
Do that every day.
Psychic energy, Drone Rotom, Swoobath, Excadrill.
Oh God.
Joltik, Sandile, Seadot, Pikipek, Mudbray. I already have Karolisk. God, there's a permanent crease all the way down to end. No! Actually, oh my God! It actually fucking happened.
I bent fat gay Pikachu.
Did Andrew send you that?
He did.
Yeah.
And he sent it to me from TikTok. So I'm like amazed that his TikTok for you page is curating to card stuff, because we work at a card store.
Yeah. Because he's probably looking for goofs like this. I do.
I bet fat K Pikachu.
I do love though that we have like found a subculture of people that we had that is popular that we had no idea existed.
It's unreal that this is such a market. You know, our business. I'm not a part of it. I just work there. was in the top 1% of growing businesses on Shopify.
No way.
They sent us an email and they're like, we just want to congratulate you.
Well, I saw your guys' PayPal numbers. You make a fuck ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what that's in terms of profit. But
this month, we... So last month, we made like a reasonable amount. Should I say the number?
No.
But we made like a reasonable amount. In the first week of December, we doubled the amount that we made in 1 month.
And like, again, I would love to know what the profit margins on it, but like your boss, to put it politely, is not concerned either way. I think that like
he will accept a loss.
He's a very wealthy individual, and this is a passion project of his, and mm-hmm. because he's sitting on so much wealth, this is either a bonus if it makes a profit or a lovely tax shelter if it doesn't. So
yes,
it's clever.
It's really amazing. I think by the looks of it though, we are on track to make money.
I don't yeah.
At least this month, which is really fucking crazy. On cardboard, we're selling cardboard,
right? The things that people ascribe monetary value to me is baffling to me. I don't understand it at all.
No clue.
Dad has a funny comment, actually. She says, America without dumbasses is like Pornhub without gay people. It's impossible to find. It's pretty good, actually.
Dab. Yeah. You're getting edgy. Mm-hmm. Your comedy's getting really edgy. Yeah. We missed you.
We did. And then Greg's ready to go. All right.
Goodbye, Greg. Sorry.
But, yeah. So I had this tweet pulled up, and this has 196,000 likes, and it's this woman here. She's a doctor, I guess. She's Dr. Carb.
Dr. Carb.
Doctors should not be telling people to eat carbs. She says, last night, one of my many patients with COVID told me she had a large Thanksgiving dinner with a family, 22 people. The day after, one family member tested positive. Since then, according to my patient, all 22 people have developed symptoms, some severe. We are so tired in this selfie.
And then she posts a selfie.
I am so fucking sick of this shit. I'm so done with it.
Yeah, I fucking, first of all, I hate nurses. And second of all, like, the fucking medical industry, people who are like medical industry professionals who have social media, fuck off.
Because here's the fucking deal.
Get a life.
Here's the deal, man. People that, like, Chris, who we interviewed, I think Chris works at Amazon, like, those people are not like, they have to be doing a job that is keeping the pajama class of the society comfortable. You know what I mean? By delivering...
Pajama class.
Yeah, I didn't come up with that. Someone on Twitter was brilliant.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, like, where you can work your fucking cushy job in your pajamas, but you still talk about our essential workers like you give a shit. Like, so, right. You know, you would be the... Like, those types of people would be the ones that would like that tweet. But, so, someone like Chris, who works, like, in an Amazon warehouse or some kind of equivalent, was kind of what I think I gathered. I don't remember if he said exactly what it was. We probably told him not to. But... Like, they are not somebody who, like, because they have to work and they're keeping the pajama class afloat, they're not in a job that comes in contact with illness by its description. Like, the job description is not you're going to come in contact with a potentially life-threatening illness.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors and nurses, that's literally your fucking job. That is, like, what, like, if it wasn't your job to deal with an illness that is sometimes severe and sometimes not and sometimes doesn't do anything... why did you go to medical school? What was the purpose of that?
Yeah.
What was the point? So enough with this.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking sick of it. Like, it really, like, and I think, like, it's not about me. It's about, do you want people to turn on you? Cause this is what's going to happen. Like, this is what's going to happen. That, like, I don't, they're like, again, like her tweet, then she had her in her profile. So it was very important to get the pronouns right. She got, like, the amount of people that I saw dissenting and dunking on that post was relatively comparable to the amount of people that were, like, the feel-good pajama class, like, when they're,
yeah,
you know, listening to Michelle Obama's podcast. I'm like, oh, I like that tweet. It's a good one.
Michelle Obama podcast.
Sipping, like, you know, their whatever wine and petting their cats with their... empty career at BlackRock Financial. So, I mean, like, that's the people. I mean, that's the people we're dealing with. And again, it this thing's a bigger thing to me. Is it goes beyond that stupid fucking tweet. It's real. Like, it could every day that this drags on, it becomes so clear to me the disconnect and also the disgust the pajama class has for poor people.
Oh, every day
they're like horrified and grossed out by it.
Yes, I love seeing those posts that are like. mocking Trump supporters, and then like they'll post a photo of what a Trump supporter's house looks like.
It's just a poor person's house.
It's just a poor person's house. Yep. And it's like, why the fuck do you think like a poor person believes in Trump and not the Democratic Party? Just think like for 15 seconds.
Just literally a mild nanosecond of a daydream to ponder as to why this may be the case. Some self-reflection, something, some self-awareness.
And land on something other than white supremacy.
Right.
Because poorness is not just a black issue. It's not just a white issue. It is way bigger than that.
And like
poorness, poverty is what I mean.
And I think why this shit keeps triggering me is Rhodes Scholar. You know, we're in Los Angeles and like, you know, Newsom cannot decide what the fuck he wants to do. And he keeps shutting us down. Even like he shut down outdoor dining now, which is like, makes no fucking sense.
That's my tweet.
Yes, it is your tweet.
Yeah, he shut down outdoor dining, which has no evidence of transmission.
So this video went viral. I think it has, I don't know if it has music in this version. If it doesn't,
I don't think so.
Why can't we hear it?
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh.
What?
Primary input device changed to.
Oh, weird. I don't know what happened.
I don't either. Very interesting. Wait, is it? Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe switch back and forth between cameras again. Yeah. That's so odd. It's a video of this business owner. Where? In California?
In I assume the like hills area, like, or not the hills, but like maybe like, I think actually it was like near Malibu.
Yeah.
There we go.
So this is my place, the Pineapple Hill Grill and Saloon. If you go to my page, you can see all the work I did for outdoor dining, for tables being 7 feet apart. And I come in today because I'm organizing a protest and I came in to get stuff for that. Good. And I walk into my parking lot and obviously Mayor Garcetti has approved.
Oh, it's LA. Yeah.
This has approved this being set up for, this being set up for a movie company.
Yeah, it's tent after tent after tent.
I'm losing everything. Everything I own is being taken away from me. And they set up a movie company right next to my outdoor patio, which is right over here.
God, it's awful.
And people wonder why I'm protesting and why I have had enough. They have not given us money and they have shut us down. We cannot survive. My staff cannot survive. Look at this.
Tell she did a damn good job
this
too.
This is dangerous. But right next to me as a slap
and they,
in my
they paid
face,
for it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Every business you see doing this paid for it.
Yeah. It's unreal, dude.
That's safe. This is safe. 50 feet away. This
unreal.
Is dangerous. Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
So, to anybody who has worked a job like this, you know people that own, like, take huge fucking loans to, because they have a passion for food, cooking, curating
the
look of a restaurant.
Is like
the margins are so
business.
Fucking tiny. Like, really, the only way you can turn a profit in a restaurant is like, minimum like 85% capacity. So like they already got fucked over by like having to reduce it to 30% immediately. And then now this happened when like literally no medical expert has any consensus that outdoor dining causes or transfers it or whatever else.
Yeah.
And like really it's peculiar to me that this isn't allowed, but you can pack out a fucking Target, a Walmart, or you know whatever, a Costco, and it's not a problem at all. So it's like almost as if there is a push federally in this country to kill small business. I mean, I see no other way around it.
Exactly.
So that video should have struck you all the exact same way it struck us. Let's check out the comments. Let's see. Oh, good. People are on the right side of things.
Yeah.
Let's see. So I think the one that replies to Fetasy, because this is the day that I saw it, though, was okay, so here you go. Ken, I'm sorry, but Trump voters' opinions on the actions of the government are patently invalid. For the record, I agree. I promise you giving voice anything. So it's like, again, this person's going to make it about Trump.
Yeah, and it's not.
It's not. Here's a great one. As much pain as this small business owner feels, she's not comparing apples to apples. Film crews must have daily PCR tests paid for by production. I get businesses couldn't afford that. So while that might be a poor form on the part of the production, it's not a good comparison. And it's like you already invalidated your statement.
Yeah.
Films are this thing that has, like, in terms of, like, a film in comparison to a restaurant would be as if they had a $10,000 item that cost them $150 to make that sold every single day.
Yeah.
That's essentially how, like, films just make massive fucking profits.
Yes.
So, like, you know, you have a friend that's working, like, on the COVID side of a Netflix production. Mm-hmm. What's the cost every day for the testing of the crew there?
Oh, gosh. I don't know the exact number,
she
but
told
it's
me,
like...
It was like $67,000.
Yeah. Which is crazy to a small business.
Right.
Imagine.
And again, it isn't apples to apples, because it's us versus them. It's like we are small. These people are huge companies.
Yeah.
Like just like a company that could get around the city and set up a thing like that is Universal. It's Fox. It's some fucking giant conglomerate mega company. That is no different than fucking Amazon. Like, people like to pretend this shit doesn't exist in Hollywood. Of course it does. It totally exists. And so it's just fucking pathetic. And again, like, just these crazy, like, blame Trump, blame Mitch McConnell. No. Like, Gavin Newsom was like again, because you have such worms in your brains, these kinds of people, they think that Trump is a dictator still. They still believe that, like, again, the title of our thing, they think Nazis are fucking everywhere. And so, but again, because governors can make decisions like this that make no rational sense based on their state, proves that the federal government has no power to issue these mandates. The governors are the ones that do it. So this has nothing to do with Trump. Nothing.
Right.
So look
at other states, like you look at Texas, you look at even Florida. Like, yeah, their cases are high, but their deaths...
Here we go again. Yeah, this, like, sucks, and I feel horrible for her and her staff and those around the country in similar situations, ellipses. But everyone keeps electing Mitch McConnell and GOP senators.
Nope.
That
completely... We're going to stop listening to you.
Yeah.
Because the governors have the decision to make.
Right.
They are the ones who are making the final choice to whether or not they should lock down the state. And of course, like, the liberal states are all locking down.
Yes.
And small businesses are failing.
Yep. And then she says that the Democratic House tried to supply over $3 trillion for this lady for whatever she's trying to say. But it's like, okay, so, like, take the CARES Act, right? It helped you and I. There were provisions like PPP, the payroll protection thing, that was supposed to help businesses like this. But guess who gobbled it up? Mega corporations, including including Kushner, Trump, like they gobbled up a bunch of it too.
Of course.
But so did a lot of fucking Democrat shill pieces of shit. And because they have the fucking money and lawyers and wherewithal to get it as fast as possible, they did it. So out of I think the CARES Act was $4 trillion. Guess how much went to people?
How much?
$1.5 trillion.
That's super
cool. The rest of it went to giant fucking
corporations,
like the line that Jimmy Dore says all the time, which is, it's true, is it was the 2008 was the largest upward transfer of wealth we'd ever seen in this country.
Yeah,
it's been beaten
by
just the CARES Act alone. Yeah. So, like, and again, they sat on another $300 billion they never spent that could have been made into stimulus checks, and they didn't do it. So, like, yeah, Mitch McConnell is like a Japanese man that's living in this country that can hardly speak English. They say, like, will you do this thing that will help people? Oh, no, I won't do it. And then Nancy Pelosi is a craven fucking sociopathic careerist who, like, now is accepting a quarter of the fucking proposition she had because her ego was so enormous, she couldn't stand the prospect that a stimulus check would have Trump's name on it again.
Yep.
That's really what it was about for her. So, like, if you're going to defend, like, you know, it's tough to me, because, like, whenever I bring up, like, Nancy Pelosi and her failures, it's one of those things where it's like people always go, well, what about McConnell? And it's like, especially people that have known me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I've talked about how terrible he is for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like,
and we expect him to be terrible. He's part of the party that we expect to be.
He's part of the austerity party. So, like, when you need money, Like, they're not going to give it to you. This is always how they are. But, yeah.
Somebody who claims to be a part of a party that fights for us, like Nancy Pelosi, it's like...
We're feed them.
More disappointed.
We feed them.
Yeah.
We feed them.
We feed them.
It's...
Really, Nancy? I've never seen you.
Where is it? I know I have it somewhere.
I've never seen you at a food drive.
Oh, do I not have good... Oh, there it is.
Good morning. Sunday morning.
She's out of her goddamn mind.
So, yeah, I mean...
Did you see that latest video of her melting and she's also drunk? She retweeted it.
This is one of the... Like, not even silver lining, a fucking platinum lining of Trump winning is showing how ridiculous these lifetime leaders we have in the party. Like, in the Democratic Party. Which is a party that I'm out. Like, I'm totally out. Yeah. Like again, like, today, like, there are some bright spots, right? Like, you have someone like Ro Khanna, right? Who's, like, actually progressive, right?
Yeah.
Then Biden appoints a black Secretary of Defense who has a atrocious record on war, and he, I think he was a Raytheon lobbyist, and everything amazing. And the reporter asked him, like, well, he goes against everything you believe in, and you voted against Trump's pick for the same position, but they have, like, similar records. Is it because he's black? And he goes, yeah, that's a very important factor for me. Like, I think it's really important for us to see a black guy. And again, this is just how identity politics rot your brain. And so you can't really, we don't judge people by the metric of their character anymore. It's about, like, what, like, the Democrats don't anymore. It's all about optics. It's about the optics of how this will look to the pajama class. Yeah. I mean, that's really what it's about.
Did you see that, and I'm sure we could actually find it, that video of Bernie going on MSNBC, and he was saying, like, we need to give people stimulus checks, we need to do whatever, and then the host was like, I disagree with you fundamentally.
Yeah. And then, put up this graphic.
That was up a graphic, and she was like, do you think in your 40 plus years of being a public servant, showing your record here as having failed, like, 99% of your bills that you've passed, that you should take a different approach? And it's like, fuck you.
I know.
Fuck you for trying to, like...
And fuck him.
To spike... Yeah, fuck him, too. But to, like, spike his moment of, like, we need to give people money. To spike that and be like, I fundamentally disagree because you're a loser.
You're right.
Because you've lost 99% of the bills that you've been a co-sponsor of.
Yeah. And you guys...
Fuck MSNBC.
You guys have, like, literally gotten your cunt kicked in by a fucking orange retarded game show host for the last 4 fucking years. Yeah. And the only reason why the party that you like won was because of a global pandemic. So, like, while you should have had some self-reflection that would have taken, again, a nanosecond, they didn't have any of it. And they just chose to pretend it never happened. Like, and now... And
it wasn't even a landslide win. It was fucking close. Mm-hmm. it was what, like a couple dozen thousand votes? That made it so that...
Well, between the states that actually mattered. Yeah.
Exactly, between the states that actually mattered. That made Biden win. A global fucking pandemic did not win Biden the election by a landslide, which is just insane.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. But, like, also, yeah, fuck Bernie for, like, becoming complacent
giving up. That I've, like, really realized, like, I'm actually kind of moving into, like, hating him, is because he tweets... nonstop about the things that are the right thing to do. But, like, when I see Tulsi propose something, it's like, I wrote this House resolution that I'm going to put on the floor. Like I don't see Bernie writing any legislation. He just tweets. And then, like, again, like, credit where credit's due, Josh Hawley on the right is also saying we need to have stimulus checks. Like, he's in the Republican Party.
Yes.
I think, again, this thing of, like, where the Republican Party could save themselves is kind of by moving in a working class direction. Josh Hawley will be a figurehead of that.
Working class... Republican and progressive can all be they can all coexist. Exactly. I was saying this to a friend of mine, like, are you surprised that, like, states like Florida and states like what's the one that like Oregon that legalized the drugs?
Oregon
states like that, like Oregon I know is blue, but like states like Florida can have, like, they can vote on progressive ballots, they can vote for a $15 minimum wage in Florida, but also be a red state. Like, is it so shocking to you that you can be Republican and also progressive in certain ways?
Right.
And they were shocked that happened. And I was just saying, like, diversity of thought can exist in places, and also we need to reimagine, or we need to reconsider what being Republican means, because it doesn't always mean conservative. It's just like,
and also Democrat doesn't mean liberal.
Exactly, dude. Or we've left. Got fucking moderate Democrats. Joe Biden is a fucking centrist.
He's a center, like, center right, like Republican, basically. And like, and so, but also, I mean, it's one of those things too of like, I don't get why Bernie continues to debase himself, because it's like, could Biden's cabinet picks be any more evident to you that like he does not give a fuck about progressives of the left?
Yeah,
it's
not at all.
Obvious, you know. But
and God fucking fuck Elizabeth Warren, but like, she was supposed to have a spot in his cabinet.
Yeah.
She expected to have one, and she fucking busted her woman balls to get one.
Well, by not dropping out of the race, so she fucked over Bernie.
That's what I mean. Yeah, she didn't drop out and fucked over Bernie so that she could get a cabinet position. She knew she wasn't going to win.
Mm-mm.
But fucking, she did that. She cucked Bernie and then did not get a position. So she cucked herself.
Yeah.
So was it worth it?
No. And again,
to prove that progressives are not a priority.
I think that Bernie was actually frightening to them, because like it was the level of like certainty and pointedness he would have about the way he speaks, which is like why Hillary Clinton said everybody hates him. But like, that's why, like, so Nina Turner is going to, like, I think, take over this
Fudge's seat,
which is like, I wish I knew who this person was like beforehand.
It just keeps like, she's going to take the fudge
seat. So funny
to
me. Yeah, she's going to just take the fudge seat.
She's going to sit in a pile of fudge.
It would be a downgrade, though, I think, from like, because she's a senator now, but like, but anyway, I don't think that they are horrified of someone like Nina Turner in politics.
And they should be. Trump should be. Was scared of debating Bernie.
Oh, yeah. Like, imagine
he tweeted about it.
Imagine, like, and I think we said this on a podcast where like we weren't really sure what was going to happen. Like, we saw Bernie's just ground momentum, but we didn't really see polls. And now with hindsight, who gives a fuck about polls? But like, imagine Mike Pence debating Vice President Nina Turner.
Unbelievable.
It would have been wild.
Oh yeah, yeah. I would have died to see that.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude. We missed out.
Yeah.
We fucking missed out. At some point, reality took the wrong fork in the road, and now we are here with Joe Biden, soon to be president. President-elect Joe Biden, who's going to melt when he accepts his inauguration or whatever the fuck. And then we're going to have Kamala Harris
president, yeah.
She's going to grow horns out of her head.
Mm-hmm.
And her...
Well, she just won't be able to hide them anymore because they'll grow.
So, like, God damn it. We're just fucked. We're fucked.
I know. Well, I mean, like... Like, I don't know.
Thank
I mean,
you, Bones. Like,
to me, it's not like this. Like, I think that that's what's really tough with talking about people. And again, that goes to the title of this podcast is like, there's like a level of, I think, alarm and paranoia amongst a lot of people on the, if you're a progressive and you're playing into the paranoia that you're seeing on the internet, you're acting like a Democrat. Because they're the ones who are funneling the shit. Like, I don't care if you find it on Reddit. Like, this is all by design.
Mm-hmm.
It's all by design. Like, Nazism is not a problem in this country.
Yeah.
It is not. Like, also, if you think that I'm saying that because I'm defending it, neither is Antifa. These groups do not matter. This is not the majority of the populace. Most of the populace finds both these things disgusting, right?
Yeah.
So the majority of the people are on your side, right? So that's first. Especially because now apparently because Tulsi is a parlor, which I do too, and I also have a Gab account, she's a Nazi now. So
we also get posted to BitChute,
yes,
which makes us
the
Nazis,
Nazi network,
so.
Which in fairness, BitChute is pretty fucking wild.
It is.
And so is Gab. Like, I mean, because Gab was the first alternative, and so like it's filled with some fucking crazy people. But I think that like the tweet conversation I got in with somebody was retweeting sent me an image from this subreddit that tracks things on Parler with somebody saying that AOC should get the noose or whatever. And I'm like, so what do we do here, right? Do we make this person with an American flag emoji who is a nobody and probably poor, should we make it illegal for them to say this?
I would say something like that about Nancy Pelosi on Twitter, on Twitter, actual Twitter.
Guilty.
Just I would just put an asterisk in one of the O's of noose.
Yeah.
So, like, Nancy Pelosi should get the noose.
You're right.
The noose.
It's, like, and again, like, why, like, we now
there's
have...
nothing
on,
shocking
because,
about that.
Because of Trump and the amount of just disruption he caused and just how he was able to get under people's skin so much, we now see how petulant our leaders are, but also how much of the discourse they control. And if you don't believe they're controlling it, you are out of your fucking mind. Mm-hmm. Like, this like rise of white nationalism is not real. It's what they want you to believe. Because when they enforce the police state that is now super, like, perfectly designed for this moment we're in right now, like, they will now be able to point to a threat to, like, lay down more draconian laws. So, like, some, like, you know, when there's a vaccine and everyone's kind of back to normal, there'll be some fucking white nationalist retard who will go shoot up some fucking thing, and they'll be like, oh, this is the reason why we can't have guns and why we can't go into stores without, like, you know, this and this and this. Like, it's just going to erode our freedoms more and more and more. And so, and again, because, like, you know, the Muslims have, for whatever reason, turned down the volume on the U.S., we have to find a new threat. And that, like, and again, to the left, to progressives, were you okay with Muslims being the scapegoat for the Patriot Act? Was that something that you accepted? Now, are you fine? Like, does it frighten you more or less to have domestic, natural-born citizens who just happen to be white to be the new scapegoat? Does that not scare you more? Because it should. You fucking idiots. Like, it's really bizarre to me. So, like, I don't want to hear you call anyone a not you. The people, like, people, friends, talk to people who listen to the show. If you call someone a fucking Nazi, you better fucking have them goose stepping with a goddamn, like,
yeah, you better mean it.
Yeah, like, with them, like, literally, like, threatening to mow down a group of whatever colored people. Like, I'm fucking gay. Like, I am concerned about people who would kill me.
Yeah,
like, and so, like, simply because I am this, and so, get a fucking grip. Like, get a grip, and, like, you are a part of the fucking problem that is going to make this into a police state that you're gonna fucking hate. And so, dude, like, and again, I am not hopeful. I am not hopeful that people will snap the fuck out of this, because, like, their emotions are way too tied to what is actually happening in reality. This goes for coronavirus panic. Haven't you? I don't know if you've noticed, though, like,
the numbers have certainly gone up.
Yeah, like, yeah, bitch, we all noticed.
We all know.
We like, I get a fucking, like, forced alert, like an Amber Alert on my phone about cases. Like, yeah. I am aware.
I think I'm gonna delete the app.
But, like, the stay at home one was not through the app. That was that was a proper fucking Amber Alert type forced notification.
Yeah. I have the Citizen app, but the last time I opened the app, I was in LA, and I haven't opened it again since, and it uses your last recorded location. So it's sending me all these notifications from LA, like, woman kidnapped on Hollywood Boulevard, or, like, man brandishing a machete on Hollywood Boulevard.
There was someone down here with a sledgehammer, like trying to kill people.
Man shirtless with clown nose on Hollywood Boulevard. It's like, god damn it.
Yeah,
like, dude, I don't want to hear this anymore.
Yeah, LA's a dumpster fire where you've, like, you have validated everyone's worst impulses, and so you're gonna see it all the, like, every fucking day.
Man bleeding but not aware of it on Hollywood Boulevard. It's like, I don't need it. Yeah, Hollywood fucking sucks. It's a absolute mess.
And to the, like, to this Nazi thing, right?
Yes,
like,
yeah,
like, so we, like, Trump losing and saying he's gonna run again, which he kind of confirmed essentially, is the worst case scenario, because now the media can stay alive when they should have died by just talking about him for the next four fucking years.
Yeah.
And and that'll also give Biden shelter from any horrible, like, if he invades another fucking country, they'll be like, well, but Trump, and it'll just totally get glossed over, or they just won't talk about it.
Yeah.
Which, like, again, it's like one of those things of, like, how they're treating the election fraud thing right now is how the media should have treated Russiagate.
Yeah.
But they didn't for 4 years.
Yeah.
For four fucking years. They impeached him over a thing that, like, had nothing to do with any of it. The same thing that fucking Obama did and Biden did. So,
imagine if they had waited to impeach him over an actually impeachable offense.
Well, I mean, like, things they could have, like, I mean, tons of foreign intervention they could have impeached him over.
Exactly.
But they all like that.
They like foreign intervention.
Of course.
Exactly.
Right. And
basically declared wars without Senate approval, but they're never going to impeach him over that.
And again, if you have your Nazi glasses on, where you just see Nazis everywhere, right?
Nazi glasses.
Like, who is the one, like, who are people in the media, like, people who are politicians that bring up these kinds of things all the time? I'll take one, for example, Adam Schiff, right? Adam Schiff was at the forefront of this president is bringing white nationalism, horrible, Russia's the ones that's doing this, blah, 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 blah. Like, okay, so who gives Adam Schiff the most money for his PACs? Disney, AT&T, Comcast, every network that benefits from you being scared and watching their shitty content.
Staying home, watching their shitty content. Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. And so, And, like, you know, with YouTube's new thing they sent out today, did you see that?
No.
Saying that if you, so the phrase, like, you can, like, who knows what will happen, but I think they'll just take it down, but, like, I'll say it. So, like, you can say that the election results are contested, but you can't say that Trump won because the election was a fraud. They'll take your video down, and if you do it again, they'll give you, a hard strike.
Very cool.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so, yes, you... And again, the argument that these companies are isn't it also wild to see the left and progressives, Democrats, that you guys can't separate yourselves now. You're fucked because you all decided that voting for Joe Biden was the lesser of two evils. So if you're in that camp, you fucked up. And you're a Democrat now. I mean, that's who you are. Like, no matter how progressive, like, all the things that you want, you're going to get the opposite of them. So yeah, these companies, they are companies. Like, they don't have to abide by the First Amendment. But all these companies control the way that we communicate. We can't leave our fucking house. So we're all talking over Twitter and YouTube and this dumb shit. Like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah,
so,
fuck, like, this platform.
So do you, like, is it possible that these companies might need to have some government regulation?
Yeah, and
the
that's
same
what,
thing that you would have thought about the banks, right?
Isn't that what Tulsi tried to introduce? Or is she supporting Trump in introducing or, like, striking down section?
She had another one today.
Was it Section 23?
That one's complicated because they actually enforced that one. It would probably be beneficial. Yeah, but so she says, so today I introduced the Breakup Big Tech Act with Representative Gosar to remove Section 230 immunity for tech companies who, like publishers, censoring and manipulating users, treating us and our attention like products to make their billions.
And that's what we need.
But she's a Nazi because she has a Parler account. So, like, you know. Like,
I love that, like, yeah, because she has a Parler account, but also
and
because,
by the way,
like,
so,
she tweets
so do I.
At Trump.
I have a Gab,
him.
I have a Parler, I have a Minds, which, who cares? Like, I don't use them because the UI is ugly as fuck and I'm not important enough to be banned off of Twitter. So, like, because no one gives a fuck about me. But it's that thing of, like, sorry, I interrupted you.
I finished my sentence.
But she's a Nazi.
While you were talking, I finished my sentence.
Just wake up. Like, wake the fuck up.
Take off your Nazi goggles.
For the love of God. Like, please.
Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard is...
And look, dude, like, or dudette, if I'm wrong, and, like, you, like, and the fucking, you know, Fifth Reich rises out of the ashes, I will eat my fucking words, and I will be on the front lines with assault weapons helping you defeat this problem.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't fucking believe it. And, like, to preface, a good 30% of my family that I would have been able to meet today got executed by the Nazis.
Yes.
And we're part of, like, an underground Italian resistance movement that fought against fascism. So,
yeah.
So, like, and everything was documented. I've now found writings. I have, like, oral history from my grandmother. Like, I know what the fuck happened. And this ain't it. This is not it. Like,
chief.
Like, and one of the first things that happened was telling people what they were allowed to say or not allowed to say in public. Mm-hmm. That was one of the first things that happened. Then it was guns. Then it was... It was everything. Like, I'm not saying that liberals are the new Nazis, but it's like their behavior reeks of the historical context that, by the way, you should not use to compare modern times. Like, I don't get why people think that 1940 was at all comparable to 2020. It's not even fucking close. Like, there are no parallels in the way that we live our lives now. Like, life in 1940 sucked shit. You didn't know where you were getting food. You didn't know what the fuck was happening. Now you fucking can be lower middle class, get a fucking pizza on Postmates, watch your Disney Plus. I mean, like...
Oh, man, don't even get me fucking started on Postmates.
There's no fucking draft, right? Which I think is why people have gotten really disconnected from the atrocity that is war, is because there's no stakes for Americans anymore.
Yeah.
There's no consequence that, like, oh, I could be sending my boyfriend, who's of draft age, to the fucking...
To die.
For oil or lithium or whatever the fuck it is. Dude, I am so done with that type of person because I think it's like this very illiberal left that is like really not understanding what the core tenets of liberalism is. Like,
they illiberal?
Illiberal.
What is illiberal?
The opposite.
Yeah, I've never heard that before. That's beautiful. I love that word. Illiberal.
Yeah. It's just it's insane. Like, and again, like the especially like big D Democrats, like this family member you're talking about of yours,
Yeah.
Like, the amount of moral preening that is used as a language device to gain control is so interesting to me. I don't know, man. This is just...
And all we want to do is celebrate a small birthday gathering.
God forbid.
God forbid, and yet it's like, have you seen the amount of COVID cases? It's like...
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
And I look at the death rate, and I see the people that are dying. And again, like, so it's looking to me like I had this guess we'd probably get about 300,000 deaths by the end of the year. It looks like we actually might not get there. Because the death rate is steadily declining because we, like, guys, remember. So when this first started, what was the big item we needed to help fight this?
What was it, ventilators?
Ventilators.
Yeah.
Now we know that putting people on ventilators when they have this virus kills them.
Yeah.
Because it now gives your body an excuse to stop functioning as it's supposed to. So if you're in bad shape, the best thing to do is to breathe. Like, do your best to fucking breathe. Like, no matter how fucking hard it is, you just let it run its course while you still maintain and push through your bodily functions. But the people that are not able to breathe are the demographic that we are not allowed to criticize, which is the fucking morbidly obese in this country who probably got it, went around their old relative that killed them because old people fucking die. By the way, nursing homes, you go there to die. Sorry, it's the fucking reality. I mean, like, and this is
the lifespan in nursing homes. I think Dr. Drew actually
said like
this.
7 months.
It's 6 months.
Yeah.
So like, you put your parent in a home, they die in 6 months. If they live at home with you, they live for like 2-3 years longer.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn it. The nursing homes are a scam, first of all, but like
despair accelerates death. I mean, like that. I mean, there's no question about it. So. Yeah. It's because like then if you have no point to fight, it's just like, why would you? Mm-hmm. And again, like what you are going to see coming, like what's coming next is going to be so dark. Mm-hmm. Like people have no fucking idea. And like, look at our leadership. They don't give a shit. And again, too, like I don't want to catch this. I have no interest. I told you guys really early on that like I have some complications that could become a problem. My mother is super paranoid about it, and I respect, I defer to others. Mm-hmm. If you're not guilting me or shaming me about what I do, royal you. I have.
Get those burps out.
Sorry. I have no issue with you telling me that like you prefer me to do something a certain way to give you the illusion that you're safe, right?
Yeah.
Fine. Not an issue for me. I don't take it personally at all. When you add the moral preening language, like, don't you know that actually, like, that's when it, okay, I'm not listening to you anymore. So, fuck, I lost my train of thought.
You care about the virus, but...
Okay, so how many of the most aggressive leaders, governors, mayors in this country... have broken their own rules.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi did.
Nancy Pelosi, Gavin Newsom.
The mayor of Austin went to fucking Cabo to film a video about how you need to stay home. Like, they don't seem very concerned.
Well, who was it? Lightfoot also did.
Lori Lightfoot, yeah. They don't seem. She did a few things. She did the haircut. Yeah. She got the fucking megaphone with her mask down and shouted at a bunch of people that were like this close to her face.
Yeah.
So they don't seem very concerned. So is it possible they know something we don't know? Like, the fact that, like, yeah, this country, 60% of us are morbidly obese. Like, it's bad. Like, we are a country that if you... We got to a point, and this is the fault of progressives and the left, which I am a part of, that... But this is one that I pushed back against, I'm talking 8 years ago, about fat phobia, like, beautiful any size. It's like, fine. You should be comfortable in the way you look. Even if you're skinny, your face could be a disaster. I mean, like, you're like the beauty standards, I don't know who set them or why things are attractive to us. It's probably symmetry. I don't know what the fuck it is. Like, it's probably some evolutionary thing, although these things do shift around and change. But it's like, there should have been some emphasis put on caring about our health. And it's like, that was never a conversation. And it should be, and again, to the Nazi thing, right? Where you think the Nazis are around every corner. Why did we not have a national campaign about health before all this happened? Like, how, yes, you can be overweight and still be healthy, but you should be doing A, B, and C, because every bit of messaging, every advertisement you see on every news network that has convinced you that there are Nazis or that fat is beautiful is sponsored by McDonald's, Frito-Lay, Pepsi, Coke, and it's like, and then the fear mongering about Nazis is MSNBC, it's CNN, it's AT&T, it's Comcast, it's all like all these fucking things. So it's like the I don't, it's just, it's so absurd to me that like we're not like, because my caveat for people that are like super concerned and they morally preen about it is like, look, I'll be as concerned as you and I'll be as moralistic about it as you to this theoretical person if you admit to me that it could be because people are super fucking fat or old people die of pulmonary viruses all the time. This happens. So, but they like, and I'm like, if the national conversation shifts towards talking about obesity in this country, we did see that one Washington Post article that did talk about it. We read it last time, but they acted surprised. Like they were just like, well, believe it or not, obesity might increase your risk of dying of COVID-19. Huh. But we preferred to call it racism before, but you know, now it might actually be this. So if that becomes the national conversation, I'm all in. But there will have to be a campaign of get your fucking shit together, you fat fuck. I mean, come on. It's like, it's you're a burden. You're a fucking burden, especially right now. Like, this woman can't open her business because of you. Like, you know, I can't work because of you. You know, so I think I'm done.
Okay, so we've been way out in space for 20 minutes. Let's bring it back down to Earth a little bit. Let's talk about Logan Paul. He's going to fight Mayweather.
He's gonna get his ass kicked, his shit pushed in. Like, I don't
know. This is the smartest thing that either one of them can do. Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul, or rather, Mayweather announced that he was going to fight Logan Paul.
Right, and this is on the heels of Jake Paul, and I don't remember his name, but the NBA player that fought him.
Yeah, who got his ass kicked.
Well, because you saw this thing, like if you've been in a physical fight before, which I have, you learn that fighting is not about, like, yes, endurance in boxing is super important, but fighting is a skill where your athleticism alone will not translate into winning. Mm-hmm. Like, and so, like, yeah, the NBA player got his fucking ass handed to him because I think he thought just on being an athlete alone, he would have been able to knock Jake Paul out. And Jake Paul was training for fucking months.
Yeah.
And so he got his shit absolutely pushed in.
So Logan and Mayweather now are going to fight. I'm saying this is the smartest thing that either one could do because there's a fucking fervent fan base for Mayweather.
Nate Robinson, thank you. That was one Jake Paul fight.
And there is a huge, massive social media following for Logan Paul. So, like, this is going to be the most watched fight ever.
I don't really get what's in it. I think for Floyd, it's literally just because he wants to embarrass this fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. Because boxers, I mean, their purse is way more money than Logan or Jake Paul could ever imagine.
But imagine how much more money he's going to make on top with this fight. Sure. Are you kidding?
Yeah. I
don't give a fuck about fighting. I don't give a fuck about boxing, MMA, or anything like that. I think it's stupid and, like, barbaric.
I get this visceral, like, I just see brain damage. Brain damage. Like, why do you want to subject yourself to brain damage? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Grow
like,
up.
I get for people like Floyd Mayweather, whose dad was a famous boxer. He's a, like your career was to always be a boxer. Like, I don't even think Floyd can read for real. Like, and so,
holy shit.
Like, the fact that you're good at this thing that doesn't require you to be an academic in any kind of way is perfect for you. But for Logan Paul, it's like, why are you doing this? And again, so the thing I was thinking about is like, Conor McGregor couldn't fuck this guy up, like, and he trained.
Yeah,
like, and no matter how much you're training, like, McGregor is an accomplished fighter that would fuck you up. Like, I just don't get it. I don't get why he's doing this other than just like he has like a humiliation like fetish or something.
I think it's the money, dude, and like it might be that, yeah, but like I think it's just like he's gonna make so much fucking money off this even if he loses. There's the paycheck before and then the paycheck if you win.
Yeah,
so the paycheck before is going to be enough to justify going into this fight.
I guess. I mean, how much money they already have. Like, I would be like, no fucking way am I doing this. Like, no way. Like, I'll fight, like, Keemstar, like some other fucking YouTuber or something.
Fuck Keemstar.
But, like, I wouldn't fight, a fucking almost undefeated legendary box. I mean, it's so weird.
Yeah.
And also, too, like, to probably fuck your brain up, like, for no reason. But perhaps it's just, you know, it's that just young and dumb and they don't think about the future consequences.
But yeah, Jake Paul has actually also been throwing out threats on Twitter. He wants to fight Joe Biden.
I didn't see that.
He said, put the fucking gloves on, bitch. He literally tweeted something like that at Joe Biden. He was like, hey, Joe Biden, you better put those gloves on. I want to fight.
It was funny. Like, do you remember when Biden said that he would want to fight Donald Trump?
What?
You don't remember that? That was no. Like a way, like it's like, oh, like I'd hit him in the face. Like it was like that kind of thing. Like I'd punch him right in the mouth. And it was whoa. Like, and you're like, dude, okay. Like, yeah, Trump's a fucking physical mess, but he's massive because he has mass. You are, you broke your foot playing with your dog. Like, you're a mess. Like, you're a fucking mess. Did we talk about that?
I don't think we have yet.
It's so funny that his inauguration, he'll be in a boot. Like, yeah. It's so funny to me. Like, it, oh my like God. Could it he just
broke
be
his fucking foot?
Like, you playing with his dog? Like, playing with a dog? I mean, come on. I don't know. So
Kamala Harris is actually the one who did it. She put on her tallest high heel and stomped on his
whoopsie
foot.
Whoopsie, Joe.
Whoops. It looks like you're unfit to be president, Mr. President-elect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had some weird quote the other day where he was sitting with her. They were doing some interview on some hospitable network. It was so uncomfortable to watch because it was just like, are you guys excited to be president? And like, it was just, it was so that kind of shit. And then they asked him a question essentially along the lines of like, you know, if you two have disagreements on policy issues, what do you do? And he goes like, you know, when Brock and I would have disagreements, I would, you know, we would work them out, but even if I couldn't work them out, I would just pretend I got some virus and step down. It's literally was his words.
What?
It was so fucking weird. It was like, wait, what? Like he said I would manufacture some virus and step down.
Do you think that he was trying to make a jab at Trump?
No, here, I'll grab it. It's actually worth, it's so confused. It's worth seeing.
That is so weird. I don't know what that even means. A manufacturer of virus and step down.
Virus. I'm trying to think of how to search for this.
Oh my God.
Hang on. Like, if you can just talk for a second, I can find it.
But. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I imagine. Have you been seeing the meme of Kamala Harris being like, "We did it, Joe."
No.
You're going to be the next president.
Dude, she is just the worst.
It's like her on the phone, but I've been seeing so many memes of it, and she's just, yeah, she is the worst, but like I'm seeing so many memes of it and it's hilarious. It's really
It's just because she has no like I think that she's been able to hide behind a lot of like I think the establishment really tries to make her something that she isn't. But she's not charming. Like she has no like she's an absence right. of charm and I think this is it so she's like an absence of charm, and so it's one of those things of like the American people are going to wake up really fucking fast when she has a soapbox through which she's not like being sheltered. But anyway,
God, look at him.
I know, dude,
good Lord,
he's a mess.
But all kidding aside,
the first lady to be told me she holds them for you.
Yes, she does. But not with she and yeah, Kamala have become friends. But all kidding aside, It's a matter of the thing, we are simpatico on our philosophy of government.
I hate that word.
Simpatico on how we want to approach these issues that we're facing. And so I don't have, and when we disagree, it'll be just like, so far, it's been just like when Barack and I did. It's in private. She'll say, I think we should do A, B, C, or D. And I'll say, I like A, don't like B and C. Mm-hmm. And let's go, okay. I told Barack, if I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign.
What? What?
I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign.
Please clip that and add it to our sound.
For sure.
To our soundboard.
Like,
I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign.
What a really... like borderline like Whitney Webb level autism conspiracy kind of weird thing to say.
Whitney Webb autism.
Like what a fucking weird that is the weirdest fucking thing to say.
That is fucking crazy.
And then
I'll develop people, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign.
What does that mean, Joe? What the fuck are you saying?
I got
what
hairy legs. That? I get blonde.
What is that?
In the sun. I mean, you know, it's you know, we're ready for this.
And I love kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap.
So weird.
And I love kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap.
I wish you would just stop.
Kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap. Pop was a bad.
We have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign.
Why, dude?
So
what is happening in his little brain?
Godspeed, America.
Godspeed. I think we should end it there.
Yeah, I think so too.
That was
fucking wild though, right?
Yeah, that is fucking wild.
All right, we love you all. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye, guys. Goodbye.
Wrong.